Sure.
Yes, in the spirit of Kim.
I don't believe that that's what the bylaw says. So. I mean, until we have that in front of us.
Ken
Aaron? I'm not understanding whether, like, what you want the LLC to pass on. The three finalists, the 12 finalists, the 120 finalists. I don't understand what it is you would present to the LLC.
Well, can I answer that? I would present that their finalists, whatever that pool is, be brought to the LSB, but that the LSB have access in a confidential setting to all of the resumes. Israel can attest to the fact that in previous searches, that's how it was done. We are all members, and we should be able to have access. We're not discussing it now. I'm noticing a motion that will be made in December. You can vote against it.
Okay. Next in the queue is John Carshaw.
This motion would be out of order because the bylaws clearly specify that the function of making that final selection and presenting it to the general managers is what it is done by committee. It has been in the bylaws designated to the committee, so it's appropriate for the committee to act in that way. And I would recommend that people who would like to familiarize themselves with the bylaws take the opportunity to look at them so they're aware of what the committee needs to do and how to proceed.
Please.
And we have one left on the queue. It is Mike Lovett.
I'm sorry to say that I have had such a blood email that if you noticed another meeting of that committee, I'm not aware of when the next meeting is.
Well, I'm going to either have next Tuesday or Thursday. Next Tuesday or Thursday, depending on Thursday's majority. Well, it's probably going to have to be either next Tuesday or a week from Tuesday.
Can we set a date after the meeting? Let's all gather.
Summer's next on the queue. We have about 30 seconds left.
You know what? It's been noticed for next month. I'm happy to accept it then, as it's obviously due to involvement in the search committee process my entire time on the board. So, well,
An appropriate issue to take up in the executive session.
Thank you. All right.
We'd rather with the program director, we'd rather with the GM.
Thank you. We're at our time for that report. The next item on the agenda is the governance committee report. John Wenger.
Yeah. We passed two motions. The first motion is KKK organization has the website. Shall include a page, two pages, please. Shall include a page describing KKK committees and a page with the regular meeting dates and community contact information. Now, I'm motivated that what's happening is people are complaining about they can't find out when the committees are. Listeners are saying they can't find out when the committees are. So they would like to have two pages. One page is basically about the committees, basically information about the LLC. Finance does this, governance does this, programming does this, that kind of thing. And then the second page is and that would be kind of another page that would be written once and saved forever. The second page would be about the contact information, current contact information, if they want to find out more about what's going on information. And that would be involved a little work by you, Ali, the LSP, and also the KKFK webmaster. But that's the motivation. So to read it once again, the KKFK works out include a page describing the KKFK committees and a page of regular meeting dates and contact committee information. Community contact.
Thank you. I think I saw Alexander.
We have a page that describes what each committee does. We don't have an up-to-date page that describes who's the chair of each committee. That can be submitted to much more than half the household.
On that note, John Gary, can you send to the board your most updated information, just a list of committee chairs and email address for each, so that if any member of the body wants to send a direct email to that chair, and we also just kind of a current running list of who the committee chairs are. Does that understand that?
Sure, I just don't know who they are.
Okay. John Winger, do you mind if we take just a moment to assess who the committee chairs are right now to verify that?
Why don't you simply ask the committee chair to coordinate the information and either send it to Ali or to me or to John or somebody?
You mean not put me on a public forum? Is that okay? With you during this time of committee?
What we need to
discussed earlier in time. So John Langer is the chair of the governance committee, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, John Langer is following along. And I see Michael Novick, you're the chair of the program oversight committee.
Okay.
And we have John Crumshaw, the chair of personnel committee. Thank you. Brendan Medina is the chair of the outreach committee, who's not here. Is there another hand
up?
Jim Cotton, obviously, the chair of the finance committee.
Chair of finance.
What she said.
Co-chair.
Co-chair. Who's your partner?
Kim Kaufman.
And Kim Kaufman. And who am I forgetting? I know there's got to be another committee.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a separate personnel committee anymore? Or?
That's a job from Shaw. And outreach, Brandon Medina.
Is there some other programming committee besides the PROB?
I'd like to get the motion amended before it's considered to say who got motion. John presenting a motion doesn't have to be seconded because I'm from committee. I understand. Is that correct? So it is. So but I'd like to modify the motion to say he's asking for a definition of the committee. There is stuff on the website now about the finding the committee, and there is, of course, information on the schedule as to when they meet. But any, the point being, to say that something should happen without defining what position is responsible, not a person's name, not Holly, or Sam, or Jack, or Abby, but what position in management is responsible for accumulating, authoring, and posting this information, and updating it. Without putting that in a motion, it's just by being rhetorical. You have to define whose responsibility it is.
And John, on behalf of the committee, will you respond as a motion?
Sure. That's a good idea. I accept that as a friendly amendment. So let's put our heads together and figure out who that should be. The webmaster is the obvious person to implement it. Whether that should be the person responsible for collecting information, I don't know.
Well, rather than engage in that discussion, we'll take the friendly amendment and we'll take our questions and get the vote. And we can deal with the who's who in the committee. Is that wrong?
I accept the friendly amendment.
Summer's next. We have Lamont.
Okay, so I don't think the aggregation of data should be the job of a staff member called the webmaster. I think that should be compiled as you do with the secretary and relay to a staff member for implementation. And secondly, yes, description of the committee up on the website. Is contact information going up on the website, or is it internal contact information for those of us on the board? Because obviously I feel different about having myself a member posted on the district website than I do about having distributed to my colleagues. What information exactly? What are we talking about in terms of contact information for chairs of committees? You know, it makes sense that the publisher is contacting us, but most of us probably don't want to have that for their personal email. We certainly get quite a lot of P&D list that has nothing to do with like what should be getting sent there. So I'm just, it's just a point of pride. You know, we've been on contact information from the KPMK website, or is it an internal contact log? We can all get a hold of each other so we can find new chairs in the room.
The idea was that this would be available to the listeners. So listeners could find committee contact information so they could find out.
The mayor?
The next person on the queue, and then we'll get back to Michael Novick. Did you have a question?
I'm a secretary chair. I don't know who you could ask in regards to, you had options in 2007. And, you have information. It's really hard to get to. So I don't know who you could address this question to in terms of, if it's asked or asked. Maybe they can answer that in terms of why isn't the roster updated. I think contact information could be up to the chair if they want to provide some contact information. Maybe they could do a email list or like rise up list so they can inform the public in regards to, and then also put it on the sheet, on the hard copy, and
public so they could, you know, see what committees won their meeting, who's the chair, and so forth.
To address that, yeah, the question becomes what contact information do I just give everyone's email out if I have five chairs? We put that information to the entire public, which I know myself I wouldn't want my email out to the entire public, but that enough as it is. I would recommend, in the case of the chair of the LSB, for example, I was offered an email, I think, or no, there's an LSB at KPFK email, which is our group email, and then one of the board members, I think it's John Crumshaw, sent an email to like LSB chair, which I didn't know that email existed. So
that exists, and it was set up so you could just receive that as LSB chair.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that until I started getting emails from you at that new email address.
So your name is actually there.
Great. I'm guessing that we can assign, and maybe John Parker can clarify this, we can assign an email address to each committee chair during their term and then hand that down to the next committee chair and then publish that email address. Does that make sense? So it would be like a program oversight committee chair at kkk.org, and then during the term of Michael Novick, he'll be able to send and receive emails from that, or at least receive emails to get information from the public. It sounds like that may be an elegant solution. And, you know, maybe
that's a good amendment.
Yeah, I would agree. If someone wants to offer that amendment, I'm sharing this, but that was a suggestion I would have. Lamont is next in the queue.
Well, my comment refers to an issue that was raised prior to this, but it's pertinent to what we're talking about. So the bylaws of the Superior Foundation, Article 7, Local Board, Section 3, Item E, it's only two sentences, but it reaffirms what Ali Lester said and John Crumshaw also noted quite clearly. That is, this is the role of the committee to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of the station program director, from which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station program director. The LSD may appoint a special subcommittee for the purpose. But that's only subject to, you've got to, what proceeds in order is the committee that was established with John Crumshaw and others. And when we drew this up, when we set up the committee,
I'll recognize that because you're correct.
At the time, that was the committee that we took.
Respectfully.
The committee, once it's formed and make the selection, it presents the
Lamont, your information is...
We didn't make it.
Lamont, please, if you'll please. Your information is understood that it's off topic because... Now, we're confronted with a situation that we're out of time at the location. If we want to extend briefly, I think we can do so in order to get a vote of this motion. Someone would like to extend time 5 minutes.
I'd like to extend time 5 minutes. And also, we ought to at least hand out the hard copies of the policy because it goes to all the votes.
So we have a motion to extend for 5 minutes. If there's a second, so we can complete this vote. Show of hands if you're willing to extend the meeting for 5 minutes so we can complete this vote. All in favor of extending 5 minutes, raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor. Those against extending, we have 1 against. Anyone abstaining from this vote? They're paying close attention, but 1, 2, 3, 4. You voted against or abstained, Lamont?
I'm against. Okay.
So, I'm going to vote for one. So, one
I'm sorry.
We need, you know what? Attention, folks, please. If we can, you know, there's enough chitter chatter, we can't get this vote going. The vote on the floor is to extend the session for 5 minutes before we adjourn the meeting. Show your hands in favor. Please raise your hand high. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor. Those against? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 against. Abstentions? 1, 2 abstentions. Motion does not pass.
When a motion is on the floor and it has expired, discussion is what we need to time to continue. The motion is now up for a vote because if you don't spend time, the motion is still on the floor and you don't have any discussion. So you would take a vote now.
No,
they can send it time to put on any further discussion. When you run out of time, if you don't extend time, you simply vote on whatever you want to support. The motion is to take a vote and then.
I like that.
Can somebody reiterate the motion?
We wasn't close enough. One more will make a difference. So we're
at. Did we only reach 7-7?
No, it's 5-7.
5-7. Well, yeah. Then what the chair will do is have a quick vote on this motion.
Yeah.
Nobody had offered it at the LSP chair.
Can you reiterate the motion? Yeah,
can you reiterate the motion? Hang on, here's John Gary to do it.
When did we do that KBS case? Well, we don't have two pages. Well, we still have to talk about two separate pages now, is that?
No, we're going to have two separate pages.
Okay, Langer moved that APSK.org shall include a page describing the case, the FBA committee, and a page with regular meeting dates and committee contact information, which shall be compiled by the secretary and posted by the station webmaster. Each committee chair shall be assigned an email address.
So we're going to.
So we want that out of
the
system.
That's an email address.
Thank you.
And if you forward it to the person calling for a vote in favor of the motion, please show your hand. Hand up. Two. Hand up.
Yes.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10, 11 in favor. Those against the motion. Those abstaining from the motion. Motion passes.
Is there any other? I can move to a